Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel at war has made a big change in the Israeli political arena. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're watching the news here in the West in America. It seems pretty intense. Is it as bad as they're reporting it? What's the situation as of right now, Winky?
Well, I'd say anything is bad when you have a terrorist organization like Hamas feeling free and able to shoot off. At this point, Jimmy, I'm sure we're about 1,500 rockets so far. About 99% of them have been fired into civilian residential sections or schools, indiscriminately, I must say. Israel is portrayed in the media as some sort of a giant that must not use disproportionate force against the Hamas, who hide their rocket launches in civilian areas and use apartment buildings as their strategic headquarters and intelligence services, etc.
I introduced our conversation by saying this is a special edition of Prophecy Today, Israel at War. Now, that may be a bit of overstatement, but is that pretty close to actual fact, Winky?
Very close. First of all, at the moment, I know that Israel has thousands of troops gathering at the border. I do not know with their military equipment, I must say, including tanks and armored vehicles. I cannot say where that is. I'm not going to say bluffing, but sort of indicating to Hamas that we're serious. I don't know if a land operation is in the works. Hopefully, we'll be able to deplete Hamas from its current armed stores sooner than later. But what is more difficult, Jimmy, is you and our listeners are probably also seeing that there's internal confrontations here in the cities that have a significant Arab population as well, where Arabs have been attacking Jews, Jews have been attacking Arabs. In fact, it's so much getting out of hand that the latest news on Thursday was that Naftali Bennett has suspended negotiations with Yair Lapid, and he's opening up coalition negotiations with Benjamin Netanyahu, which completely reverses our internal political situation. Things are really getting very complicated, Jimmy.
Winky Madad with the latest on Israel at war and how the war is changing the Israeli political arena. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. On a day-to-day basis, the war is changing the landscape for Israel, both politically and prophetically. Malachi chapter 1, where the ancient Jewish prophet Malachi made a statement about the Palestinians who said they would return and they would rebuild. And God responded to that statement by saying he would call their borders the borders of wickedness. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...